Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our text for this morning is recorded in Paul's letter to the Colossians, the third chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Now, don't say it out loud, but who is the most annoying person that you can think of? Just have that image in your head for a second, that most annoying person. And as you're thinking about this most annoying person with all of these annoying traits, you know, isn't it one of the most annoying traits to not even realize how annoying you actually are? And that when you are really annoying, you don't even realize it. And I think that even if we maybe piously didn't want to say, oh, I'm not going to be that guy that thinks of an annoying person, I think we all probably had someone's face maybe flash in our minds, maybe an event, and maybe have been that we felt annoyed at times. And if that annoying person in our minds isn't ourselves, do you think anyone thinks of themselves as that most annoying person? And yet if one of the most annoying traits is not realizing how annoying you are, you know, maybe we need to second guess ourselves and think, you know what? Maybe you're actually that really annoying person and you don't even realize it, and that makes it so like doubly mega annoying to other people. Awareness of our annoyingness and the consequent desire to have people overlook that annoyingness, to forgive it, to have God do that, teaches us a great deal about humbleness and humility, which is what we find to a large extent in the text before us here. Paul, as he sometimes does, has a little bit of a list here toward the start. He mentions things like putting on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering or patience, bearing with one another, you know, being above complaints, forgiving others. If we can gloss through that list because it sounds too easy, we don't understand what Paul is getting at, that with these lists, with them all kind of centering around humility, part of the problem is, yeah, we don't understand that we so much have a problem with humbleness and humility, that we're not doing what Paul says we should be doing here, that often we don't get it, and that we don't even get that we're annoyingly not getting it. And so that's why I have to be that guy that says you're annoying, because the first step in understanding annoyingness and how to be humble is realizing our great deal of annoyances. And you know, we all do kind of go through stages of what we'll call denial, when we don't think that we're annoying. Stages where we think, yeah, everyone thinks I'm a pretty awesome person. Why wouldn't they, right? I'm pretty awesome, and I'm really cool, really neat. Everyone likes me. But then ever so often we'll have one of those moments when maybe someone says something or does something, and we start to get the sneaking suspicion, you know, maybe that person thinks I'm annoying. And then if that one person thinks I'm annoying, maybe other people can think I'm annoying. I think if we examine, look back at our many days prior to this one, we start to realize, yeah, I could see how some people might find me annoying at times. Maybe I have been in denial of that annoyingness. You know, when we sinfully speak ill of others or say something needlessly hurtful to someone, sometimes that registers with people. Yeah, what's this guy's deal? Isn't that kind of annoying? When we maybe troll someone or say things just to push their buttons and bug them, yeah, that is going to come off as annoying at times. We do that. That's how our sinful nature works. When, you know, we let selfishness have free reign, you know, aren't we so often thinking about ourselves? And maybe we think, well, people don't know that I'm thinking about myself, so it's like, it's fine if I'm pretty selfish. But, you know, people have a way of picking out how often we really are selfish, how often we are motivated just by ourselves and what we do and how we live. And the same thing goes with, you know, letting our ego have free reign. Sometimes we can, you know, think how better I am than this or that person and think, well, no one else knows I'm thinking that. But, you know, our attitudes and actions have a tendency to show our true colors. And so in all of these ways, you and I have been annoying other people. And sometimes we live in denial of that and don't think we're massively annoying, but today is our own personal reality check from God's word that yes, you and I are pretty annoying. And if you had a glorious and perfect heaven that you were in charge of, would you want a whole bunch of annoying people there? And that's when it's like probably good that God isn't like us, right? That he has a whole different mindset than we do. Because, you know, now that we're aware of how annoying each of us are, you know, we don't just go from being really annoying to not annoying. That's not how being annoying works, that you can't just flip it off like a switch. We are annoying, and that's a part of us with our sins, and that mess of sin can cling to us still. And that's why the lesson has a big key for these annoyances. When Paul writes, listen to what he says at the end, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. The key is really Christ's forgiveness here. That, yes, we in our sins know that we've been massively annoying. But the solution isn't that we can be perfectly never annoying ever again, but that Christ has forgiven that. He's forgiven our annoyances. He's overlooking them and canceling them out. That's the work that Christ came to do. He didn't just say, oh, these people are annoying. I'm going to stay away from them. I'm going to shun them and keep them away. No, he instead seeks us out and wants to help, wants to take away those things. He overlooks our annoyances and says, you know what, I'm going to come this earth and save. And that's exactly what Jesus did, that he lived in perfection. He bore with other people. He was flawless. He was perfect so that he could cancel out those many annoying sins we've done. He went up on that cross. He took all the hurtful words. He took all the, you know, needless comments, and he took all the suffering, and he did it willingly and gladly, so that our sins could be wiped away, that they could be put on him, canceled out, you know, not reminded of constantly, not brought up and held in front of us, but instead forgiven and wiped clean and overlooked. And then when he rose again victorious, it was truly a thing of reconciliation, that he canceled out our annoyances so that we could be with him and he could have us in his heaven. Our sins are gone. They don't prevent us from being with our Lord. And all of this we've received having him work faith in our hearts through word and sacrament so that we can indeed be together with him in glory in heaven. So instead of separation from him, instead of banishment in things like death and hell, we have life, we have forgiveness with him forever in heaven, thanks to all this work. And so now, though, you know, most would agree that, yeah, being humble is a good trait. And it's easy to talk about humbleness in an abstract way. But I wonder, you know, if someone asked you, how would I go about being humble? I mean, what would you say? Is there like a humble 101 class that you could take to learn how to be humble, you know, 3 credits? And then, you know, the question is, what would an A look like in that class, right? A little bit problematic concept to talk about. How do you gauge humbleness? How do you level it up? Well, I think as we look at the lesson, we see it pretty clear in that forgiving one another, that when we see Christ's forgiveness of us, it helps us turn toward humbleness with other people. When we think of our annoyances and how, man, that would be great if people overlooked that. That would be great if people forgave that. That's great. God has forgiven that. That attitude helps us bear with one another too and forgive them in their times that maybe they bug us or annoy us. We can be patient and easygoing and forgiving with that simple awareness on our part of our sins and annoyances and the gratitude that they're forgiven in Christ. That helps us to hold back on that anger, to be chill with one another, to forgive when people are bugging us. So essentially, humbleness is all wound up in that simple concept of the forgiveness of sins. So yes, our lesson has led us today to second guess ourselves in how annoying we are. And we've hopefully come to somewhat of a grips on the fact that we've annoyed people and we've been that guy at times that just really annoying. But more than that, the lesson emphasizes the good, the solution in the forgiveness of sins. That's really the answer to both things. When we're bugged, and when we feel sorry about our sins, when we are devastated by them and want people and want God to forgive and overlook them, bearing in mind this forgiveness is the answer. And when we're dealing with other people and their annoyances, the forgiveness of sins is also the answer to that, to bear with one another. So either way here, you know, leave with the forgiveness of Christ in mind. That is the answer. Amen. Please rise for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your kindness, patience, and forgiveness for our many sins through the work of Christ. Motivated by such grace, move us thereby toward kindness, patience, and forgiveness of our neighbors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.